I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Robert Klein, and he is the Extension Cropping Systems Specialist with the University of Nebraska in North Platte, Nebraska. You're going to talk to us about optimizing crop performance through seeding and planting with use of GPS RTK auto steering. And I know you made a comparison of the old way versus the new, so why don't you start off with that?
Yeah, it used to take us a long time to set up a plot, Laura. We used to go out and have to flag it out, and we put flags about every 5 or 6 feet all the way across the plot on both ends or both sides. And then usually we also had to go down the center because the distance was such that we couldn't see all the flags on the other end. We couldn't use tall, big flags because of the amount of wind we have, so we had to use short ones to the ground and pretty small ones. Otherwise, they lean over in the wind, and you can't drive straight to them. And then, of course, it's really still hard to drive really the precision that we would like to have, and that sometimes narrows the GIS row. And then at wheat harvest time, it really makes it tough for the operator to not cut over in the next adjoining plot. And, of course, then that ruins the test if he does.
And then what was the amount of time you spent out there in the field measuring the different spots for the flags?
Yeah, it was not unusual to spend a couple hours out there. And now all we have to do, as we talked about the new system, is put out 3 flags in a 3-4-5 right triangle. You just put one out, you know, 30 feet and run a 3-4-5, which probably takes us about 2 minutes. And so we separate from 2 hours to 2 minutes in setting up a plot, and then we're ready to start. And so we get a lot more work done. It used to be that if we planted one plot a day by the time we set it up and drove there and so forth, but now lots of times we can even get 2 and maybe even 3 plots in a day because of being able to just unload the tractor and put out the 3 flags and then start drilling or planting or whatever we happen to be doing. So it saves us a lot of time and much more accurate, and then gives us much more better results, statistical too, which is the end result that we're really interested in.
Okay, and as I understand it, you're using the auto steer application with skip row planting. Why do you think those two go well together?
Yeah, well, skip row, as you probably noticed in the plot map, was something else. In fact, it about scares you when you look at it. And if you send the crew out to put the flags in, flagging that out, and that's the way we initially started. Very, very confusing. We used to carry every color flag we had in the book because we had so many different plots out there. Really confusing. It eliminates all that. And in that particular case, we was trying to use taller flags, which made it tough. As I say, the wind usually comes up in western Nebraska, and then we couldn't get the accuracy driving those plots that we really wanted to. And now the operator, we know, like she'll know, she needs to select pass 17 as the next pass. On the end, she'll be reading the screen on pass 17. When she finds that, she'll punch in go and then goes to the end of the plot.
Okay, great. And let's go a little bit into why you do skip row planting. What are the benefits?
Yeah, the biggest thing is we're trying to eliminate stress on corn. And any time corn goes under stress, it really hurts yield. And so what we'll do, a normal plant population might be like 15,000 in our area. In a plant to skip to system, you'll actually plant 30,000 in the rows you plant. Well, this crowds the plants together, and they can't use all the moisture because they can't reach it at the time. And so they have moisture later on during the critical stages of development, such as the silking, the blister stages. And we've seen, like in one case, as I showed in the results, yields that went from 40 bushel per acre to over 80 bushel per acre by using the skip row system. And another example is where a farmer had it. He had 60 bushel on dry land corn using the regular 30-inch row planting. In a plant to skip to, he moved that to 100 bushels per acre. And he said, you know, that's really, really a nice way to do it. In fact, that farmer says, I think I finally figured out how to plant dry land corn in western Nebraska.
And you're using that with a specific corn, correct?
Yeah, we're using that with Roundup Ready corn because we don't have as much weed competition in those systems. And with Roundup Ready corn, we can always take care of the weeds that we have at a low cost. And so that system, I really got the idea when Roundup Ready corn came out to put this system together.
And just on that note, with Roundup Ready corn, are you looking forward to trying out Roundup Ready too? That's yes, coming up.
Well, we've been using Roundup Ready too, you know, as soon as it came out. And that's a real plus because it has some additional strengths in it. And the Roundup Ready corn has really worked out nice. And I think the skip row system, some areas now are able to get crop insurance. Many areas are not, but we're working with the crop insurance people on that. And as soon as we can get crop insurance for our farmers with this system, it's got to really expand the skip row system because we have a lot of farmers that have tried it, like the system, but because of crop insurance, they can't afford the risk or their banker won't let them take the risk and plant the skip row system. And some of the biggest risks, of course, is not only drought, but it's hail out in our area. So they want to have good crop insurance.
Finally, kind of on a broader discussion of precision agriculture, why do you think it's important that farmers embrace these technologies?
Yeah, well, one of the things is you can do things time-saving. You can do them so much more accurately. I was talking to a producer, and, you know, they have a lot of plant point rows in where they farm. And he said they're saving like 10 to 14% on seed cost. That would also be true in fertilizer, pesticide costs, and about everything you do. You add that together. The other thing I like about it in that system is, like, especially like with pesticides or even fertilizers, it's good for the environment too by not getting those double rates down and so forth, which can cause crop injury. Or there's more potential for runoff or getting in the streams and so forth. So it just benefits all the way around, I think, from the precision ag system.
And do you think farmers are, how are they embracing the system? Are they reluctant? Is it costly at first?
We have a lot of them really move fast towards it now, especially with the better crop prices and so forth. And after they once make the move, they said, man, this is so much better. We've had a lot of them that make the first move to it in pesticide application or with their sprayers, and they said this is so much better. They're eliminating skips, they're reducing overlaps, and which is a real plus. In many cases, it pays for itself just in reducing the overlaps, and I like that because then we don't have those double rates in the field and so forth that can cause crop response or also are more of a problem for the environment, too.
Okay. I think that covers all my questions for you. Anything you want to add?
That should do it. Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. I appreciate it.